Okay, so in America, we're still holding an Achrei Mos Kedoshim. In Eretz Yisrael, they're already holding by what? Bahar B'chugosa? I think just Bahar. I'm not even sure. So I just want to focus a little bit on Achrei Mos Kedoshim. Usually, Achrei Mos Kedoshim, except for a leap year, they really go together. And I always understand, there's got to be a connection. You know, out of all the double parshas, everyone knows Achrei Mos Kedoshim, they go together. There's a certain type of internal, integral connection between Achrei Mos Kedoshim. I think I want to try to be able to tackle that from something that I saw in a beautiful, beautiful essay from Rabbi Avram Shor Shliton from Brooklyn, Flatbush, on last week's Parsha, Parshas Metzorah. Because it's Tuesday, we could still, you know, we could still make Avdallah today or 20 minutes ago. We could still try to glean a message from Parsha Metzorah and try to understand why really Achrei Mos Kedoshim could go together. Everyone knows, we spoke about this midrash last week, and there's probably one of the most famous midrashim in all of Torah. If you don't know that many midrashim, this is a midrash everyone knows. So join the wagon. I'm sure you guys already do know. There's a midrash that says that there used to be this merchant used to go around these towns near Sipore. The midrash says that his name was a Rochel. The merchant used to go around and he used to scream to people, "Who wants the potion of life? Who wants the potion of life?" Everyone talks about this midrash. Last Shabbos I saw it 4 or 5 times quoted. And he goes around telling, "Who wants the potion of life?" And you can just imagine everyone in Fairlawn, everyone in Teaneck or in Flatbush, you know, come to Avenue J, everyone close up their stores. And they just want to see what this guy is telling. He has the potion, I have the cure to life, you could live forever. And what happened was, everyone comes, and including the midrash says, Rav Yanai comes, and the midrash says, they ask the merchant to open up his hand. What do you have? What do you have in your hand? He opens up his hand. He's a Sefer Tehillim. Sefer Tehillim. He opens up to the pasuk of Mi'ayish HaChavetz Chaim, who desires life. That's what he's referring to. Right? Asum Rav Ashritov Bakish Shalom V'Lafeo. Someone, right? Someone who guards his Mi'ayish HaChavetz Chaim. Someone who guards his tongue. Nitzol Shon Chameirah V'Sasecha Midabir Mirma. Someone who guards his tongue. He doesn't say anything bad about someone. Goes away from evil. Does only good, right? Asum Rav Ashritov Bakish Shalom V'Lafeo. And always seeks out peace. So the Medrash says that Rav Yanai goes over to the merchant and he said, I've read these psukim my entire life and I never understood the pshat in them. Open up an art school sitter, Rav Yanai. It's very easy. Right? Who wants life? Someone who holds himself back from talking trash about someone. What's pshat? What's this Rochel teaching us? What's this simple merchant simply teaching us? And I think he's teaching us a big, big yisod. So Rav Shor brings down in the Sefer called the Zera Kodesh. Who was the Zera Kodesh? The Zera Kodesh was the Rav Shitz Rebbe. Rav Shitz Rebbe, as Rav Weimarger loves saying, he was Rav Naftali of Rav Shitz, and he used to always tell a lot of jokes. He was a very, very positive person. So, there's some Hasidic Rebbeim, they were very fiery and very scary, but he used to tell a lot of jokes, just a side note. So he says an amazing idea on this whole Medrash. This is just an added thing. We know him at Sora. What's one of the things that he has to do to be able to come back into the camp? Right, he has to be cured from all his spots. But we also know he has to bring, the pasuk says, he has to bring two tziporim, right? He has to bring two birds. Rashi says, what's each one of the birds from? One bird he brings as a carbon chatas. He brings as a carbon. And the other bird he sends away to the field. So the Rav Shitz Rebbe says, what's the point of the second bird? If a guy did something wrong and he has to bring two birds, kill two birds. Why sending one bird away? Right, so we have the medrash of what's going on. Rav Yanai didn't know the pshat here. That's the first question. The first question is really why Achrei Mos Kedoshim go together. Second question is why Rav Yanai didn't know the pasha pshat. Open up an art school sitter. I'm sure they had an Aramaic sitter or a Hebrew sitter in Eretz Yisrael for Rav Yanai to open up. And he's Rav Yanai. He's a town in the Gemara. And thirdly, and lastly, why Dafka does he have? Does Metzora have to throw away this second bird? Stomach, you did something wrong, you should kill the bird. So the Zera Kodesh will start backwards, even though Rashi always tells us you're supposed to answer, Chazal tells us you're supposed to answer your first question first, and answer the second question second. So the Zera Kodesh is an amazing thing. He says, why do we send away the other bird? He said, when you let the Mitzvah back in, the Karban Chatas lets him back in. But the real tshuva Shalema is when he helps others who struggle in their own challenge, and that specific thing that he messed up in, he helps others as well. For example, so if a guy struggles with anger, it's not good enough for him just to be able to help, to be able to just fix himself. He fixes himself fully by helping others also in anger. Like I remember when I was in high school, we had in 11th grade, we had an alcoholic problem. And there were a lot of people, we had a whole program. And you know who the main speaker was? The main speaker who was giving chizuk to us? I didn't say me. I say some of the chevra in the school. And the main speaker was someone who was an alcoholic himself 15, 20 years ago. And now he conquered that desire and he conquered that challenge. And now he had the ability to be able to give up tshuva and help others be able to grow in their own avodas Hashem. So that, he says, that's why the Zera Kodesh says, that's why the mitzvah, it's not good enough just to kill a bird. You have to kill the bird, but you also have to send the bird away. What's sending the bird away? What does that resemble? By trying to help others. Then now, if that person struggles lashon hara, I'm gonna help them. And Rav Shor says this is exactly why, quotes from the Ishbitzer Rebbe. The Ishbitzer Rebbe was Rav Mordechai of Ishbitz. He was the rabbi. He was the Rebbe of Rav Tzadok HaKohen. We quote him all the time. He's also the Rebbe of Rav Leibel Eger. Ishbitzer Rebbe says, why is he called a rochel? Right? Why is it called a mocher? Right? We know that's pashup shad. A mocher is a merchant. Rochel. So Ishbitzer Rebbe says an amazing thing. Ishbitzer Rebbe says, why is it called a rochel? Rochel comes from the word of rechilas. What's rechilas? Lashon hara. Now this guy is giving chizik in the whole town. What's his number one thing that he's giving chizik on? Lashon hara. Why? Because he struggled one time in his life with lashon hara. But part of his tshuva, part of his avodas Hashem, is not only growing in himself, but helping others go, helping others be able to conquer their yitzhar. Right? So we answer the last two questions. Why does he have to give away that last bird? Because the last bird resembles helping others grow. And why Dafka didn't Rav Yana understand this? Says the Ishbitzer Rebbe. Now we can answer it. Ishbitzer Rebbe says Rav Yana didn't know that someone who struggled with something, that specific thing, a person could be graded. He said, my whole life I read this pasuk. What does that mean? I read this pasuk. I read this pasuk as someone who struggles lashon hara, he has to get better. But he didn't realize that someone who struggles lashon hara can be able to help others also grow in their own lashon hara. That's why it's called a rochel, the Ishbitzer Rebbe says. Ishbitzer Rebbe says because he's able to help others grow now as well. That's not only the pashup shot. That's also the Gemara says that if someone is a murderer, right, and now he's coming to avodas Hashem, what should he do? He has a need for blood. What does he do? Everyone knows. The Gemara says it should be a shochet or it should be a mohel, right? Just be able to. Use the things that you have, use your skills and use them in the right way. And that's the whole voda. That's the whole voda of Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer, obviously it's a time for Tikkun HaMidos and trying to be able to help us grow. But if we don't realize that we're also doing it as a klal. If I see my friend struggles is struggling in getting in science or chemistry or whatever, and just because I'm doing well doesn't mean that I shouldn't help him. I have to help him. And just because I'm growing in my Torah, what about my friend who's not growing so much in Torah? I want to in the most obviously, censored way. I want to be able to try to maybe ask him for a chavrusa 5-10 minutes a day. Because when we spiritually grow, we spiritually grow on a higher level when we're helping others grow also. Just like that alcoholic in high school. He was continuing his fight against his desire to have a shot, to have an extra couple of chaims, by giving chizik to other people, by trying to help others. So how does it now connect to Achrei Chemos Kedoshim? So I don't know who says this. Maybe Rav Weinberger said it once. I don't know. If we just look at the words achrimos, what does achrimos mean? After the death, kedoshim, holy. Meaning, when a person goes through hard times in their life, hard challenges, achrimos, when you use the achrimos times of your life, when you use the times that you struggled in, but now you're getting out of it and you're trying to help others, that's kedoshim. Achrimos, you don't have to be stuck in that thing that held you in your lashon hara, or the help that hurt you in your desire for this, desire for that. You could be able to get out. And once we realize that the achrimos things in our life, the hard things that are coming in our life, then it's kedoshim. Then we're able to help others, right? And then we get fully cured. And then we reach another level. Just to be able to close the Chazon Ish, right? The Chazon Ish, the Gadol Dor in the past generation in Eretz Yisrael. You know what he says about learning Torah b'tzar? When it's hard for someone, listen to this comparison. The Dar Chinom said, we said this last week. He says that someone who learns Torah when it's hard, when you're tired, or when you're just not in the mood, on a morning seder on Tuesday morning, on a Wednesday morning, someone who learns Torah an hour, feeling he doesn't feel it, it's ki'ilu, you're learning 1,000 hours. 1,000, 1,000 hours. Because the Chazon is trying to tell his students, trying to tell us, that even when it's hard, if you push through and you use that, it could be the high, it could be mamish kedoshim, right? So that and that's the, and that and that's everything. So we covered why Dafka does the Mitzvah have to send away the second bird, because the second bird is trying to be able to help others. The Zerikot, the Reb Shitz Rebbe says it's not good enough for him for his own tshuva. He has to try to help others. That helps him become his full tshuva, and now be able to and now he's able to help others. Because when a person fully focuses on something, they could truly help others as well. And why Dafka did Rav Yana not understand this pasuk that he said? Oh, I read this pasuk my entire life. Rav Yana never knew, says the Ishbitzer Rebbe, that something that a person struggles in, he could Dafka use that and become a rochel. The guy who Bama struggled with Rechilas, he was a big time lashon hara snapper, a big talker, and able to help others. And last but not least, Achrimos Kedoshim, because when a person uses the Achrimos moments in their lives, they can be able to come out Kedoshim. So Ezra Shem Yishvizoch, every single person knows the things in their life, in their own Avodah Hashem. Sfir Se'omer is Dafka time, the Ramban and Rabbeinu Bechai both say that they have the koach of Chol Moed. The Beis Avram, one of the son of Rebbe, said has the koach of Aser Sunei Tshuva. So Be'ezer Shem should be Yizoch, be able to use these special days, use these days of growth, every single day of Sefirot Omer, to be able to understand that, to be able to use the things that we struggle in our lives, and the more we work on our own Avodah Hashem, we'll be able to help others as well, go through their Achemos, and then be able to end up Kedoshim.